and good morning. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan this week before Christmas, trying to keep spirits bright despite. Got some great music up ahead. Stick around. We've got the new Gary Clark Jr. album, Black and Blue. Hear a track from that. And I'm sure will be on many people's favorites of the year. And we in Lafayette got to see him at Festival International this past April before the real big buzz about him nationally and internationally hit. But before we get to Gary Clark Jr., let's go back just a bit. The album Revelator by the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Midnight in Harlem as we kick off this Medicine Ball Caravan.
Spend your whole life trying. I'll be ready when my train.
Gary Clark Jr., probably one of the big breakthroughs of 2012. The album Black and Blue, and that track is called When My Train Pulls In. And I tell you what, it's been quite a while since I've heard some lead guitar playing that just grabs your attention like this one does. Before Gary Clark Jr., some more incredibly fine guitar work from this year's release, Revelator, the Tedeschi Trucks Band with Midnight in Harlem. It's 15 minutes past the hour. This is KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. Weather for the listening area, turning sunny just a little bit. A high today expected to reach about 74 degrees, winds out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clearing this evening with a low of 45, a northwest wind at 5 to 10. On Tuesday, we'll be sunny with a high of 71. Currently, it is 67 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. This week, there will be a presentation of Ben Jolivet's Carol, A Broken Chain, based on the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol. It will run at the James Munkus Theater at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this Thursday through Saturday, December 20th through the 22nd. For more information, check their website out, www.acadianacenterforthearts.org. And this Friday evening, over in Crowley, Louisiana, Ricely Yours, a special concert with the Yvette Landry Band and Bonsoir Cartin. It'll take place Friday at the Rice Theater in Crowley, Louisiana, 7 p.m. For more information, call 337-482-5892. That's 482-5892. And the Rice Theater is located at 323 North Parkinson Avenue, Crowley, Louisiana. That is this Friday. And I think we'll have Yvette and possibly members of Bonsoir Cartin on a little bit later on this week here on the Caravan. Coming up next, we've got music by Frigagogo, going back a decade or so, decade and a half maybe now, in just a few minutes. But first up, I got to play this track again, another tune from the great album by Buddy Miller and Jim Lauderdale, their collaboration on New West Records entitled Buddy and Jim. Let's do the wobble. Come on.
Smile on your bill.
Together, classic from 1969. I remember when folks were saying that should have been our national anthem, should have been changed to that back in, you know, around 69 or 1970. Before the Young Bloods, our good old friend Ronnie Chauvin, Ronnie Ramada, as he was known when he was front man for Frig A Go Go, and that was Get Used to It. That was included on a compilation that KRVS put out of local Lafayette alternative bands back, oh, I can't remember, probably close to 15 years ago. Anyway, that was Get Used to It. It was called What's Seen, and before the name of the compilation, and then before that, Buddy Miller and Jim Lauderdale doing the wobble from Buddy and Jim. Going to listen to some local groups, a few more local groups, including Carbon Poppy's latest, and we'll listen to the album from Givers in Light in just a couple of seconds as well. First up, did you see this great video? Check out the YouTube on Imagine I Am and their tune, Hoodie.
I have no buffer, as I say. The only difference is the way. Maybe that everyone, whether to know, whether you is, whether if I'm saying so. What's up, say hi. However you see, you can step forward, you can back, on up, watch out. Now I'm here to watch you.
and up above, taking turns, such a mess to impress. Let's dig in, stop thinking, stop thinking, stop thinking, stop thinking, stop thinking, stop again.
Music by Givers. That's from their album In Light. Before that, Carbon Poppies, Take Care, and Imagine I Am doing Hoodie. The Beatles.
An invitation.
Roll up for the mystery tour. Roll up
to make a reservation.
Roll up for the mystery tour.
The magical mystery tour is waiting to take you away.
Waiting to take you away.
Roll up for the mystery tour. Roll up.
Roll up, satisfaction.
getting in the spirit a week before Christmas Eve. Jethro Tull with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and the Beatles, title track to Magical Mystery Tour. A playlist for all of the tracks heard on today's Medicine Ball Caravan can be found on our website. You can simply head to www.krvs.org. Once there, you can search the search playlist section. You can also get archived podcasts of this and locally produced shows right there at that same site, as well as a safe and easy way to pledge your support to KRVS. That's krvs.org. Keep the dial right there. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Valerie Green with Harpistry. Today she has Sounds of the Season with pieces by the Winter Harp Ensemble. Sting with Mary McMaster playing harp. Also Lori Papajohn, Martha Gallagher, and a brief tribute to the late Ravi Shankar with Tarun Bhattacharya on the centaur, the hammered dulcimer of India, with George Harrison, speaking of the Beatles, on auto harp. That's coming up at 12 noon right here on KRVS, followed at 1 o'clock by Andre Broussard and the Sounds of the Flip Side. You can also send a request, make a comment, get in touch with me. If you have an event, especially a nonprofit event you'd like to promote, you can reach me at medicineballcaravan@gmail.com. From the new Under the Influence of Christmas album, this is the group known as the Gripweeds.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, not in it. Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who,
man? About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah,
he's not
with that dude, too. Man.
No.
Yeah, he's
man.
A good singer, man.
No, no. Hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man. You don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man. Sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
Like they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
But, typical freaks.
Oh, yeah, man. They were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Well, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know? Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds
heavy. Eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world, man.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
That sounds like a hip snowmobile.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what? Dude?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah, it really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, man. You know who I'm talking about,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
He was that guy last year, man.
What?
Yeah, that black pot. The store, man. We made a lot of
money. Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hit, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man.
Maybe
no,
he was a black pot.
That at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Ah, the early 70s. Cheech and Chong with Santa Claus and His Old Lady. Wrapping up this edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Stay tuned. It's Harpistry coming up next, followed at 1 by The Flip Side. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow.